皆さんおはようございます。
Good morning everyone.
Good morning. もう手がもうお外のようにキンキンに冷たい状態ですが、なんとか神様が語らせてくださることをとても切に今願っております。
My hands are freezing cold, but I am praying that God is going to heat them up and heat up our bodies and heat up our hearts for Him as I share this testimony today. And there are some people here who are feeling like it's summertime in their short sleeves, so. I'm going to be sharing a testimony today from John chapter 14, verses 1 through 7, where Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
道と聞いて、皆さんはどんな道を想像するでしょうか?
When you think of a path,Or a way, what do you imagine?
私はですね、よく道に迷います。そもそも右と左をよく間違います。
I often get lost, and it could be the fact that I even confuse my right from my left.
車のナビをつけても、ナビの示す方向が何か暗そうだなとか何だか怖そうだなと思うとスイーッと反対方向に曲がります。そして結局迷います。
Even if I use the GPS in my car, the direction it seems can sometimes be unclear, or you know, I start to get nervous or unsure if that's the right way and I get scared, so I turn off in the opposite direction and then I end up getting lost.
迷ったがために目的地に20分近く遅れることもありました。誠に残念です。
And because I get lost, I often end up being about 20 minutes late for where I'm supposed to be, which is really quite unfortunate.
そうです。道には必ず目的地が存在します。
But the important thing is that a way or path or a road always has.A destination.
今日の聖書箇所の中でイエス様は私が道であり真理であり命なのですと教えられました。
And in today's passage we learn that Jesus himself makes that statement when he's talking about himself saying I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life.
はてどういう意味でしょうか?
But what does he mean by that?
はじめにこの聖書箇所の背景を少しだけお話ししたいと思います。
So let me begin by sharing just a little bit of background about this passage today.
このヨハネの福音書14章は、いわゆる最後の晩餐の席で、イエス様が弟子たちに向けてお話になっているシーンです。
John chapter 14 is Jesus' conversation with his apostles at the table during what's called or referred to as the Lord's or the Last Supper with them. Knowing how brief his time was now with them and that he would be leaving these who are his most precious friends and disciples, he had things that he wanted to share that he knew they really needed to know.
イエス様は自分の命がもう短くて弟子たちのもとを去らなければいけないことを知っています。自分がもうすぐ死んでしまう という時、皆さんなら自分の最愛の人たちに何を伝えるでしょうか。
If you knew that your impending death was near, what is it that youwould need or want to tell those whom you most love. You would say what you want to say to them most, no matter what, whatever you sense was most needed for them, right?
自分が最も一番どうしても伝えたいということを話しますよね。このヨハネ14章と続く15章から17章はイエスの遺言とも呼ばれていて、 イエス様が死ぬ前どうしても伝えたいことが書かれています。
John chapter 14 and the following chapters after that, verses 15 through 17, are sometimes referred to as a kind of recorded last will and testament of Jesus for his disciples as he shares with them before his death.
イエス様は弟子たちに言いました。私は今から神様のところへ行って、あなた方のための場所を備えてくるよ。そしてまたあなた方のところへ戻ってきます。
Jesus says to them, I'm going soon to be with our Father God to prepare a place for you, and I will come back to get you and bring you.
それに対して弟子たちは質問をします。え、イエス様、行ってくるって一体どこに行くんですか？弟子たちには意味がわからなかったんですね。
The disciples respond with questions. They don't know what he means. What? You say you're going, Jesus? Where are you going? They don't really understand his deeper meaning.
そしてさらに尋ねます。神様のところへ行くって、神様のところへはどうやって行けばいいんですか？
And they ask further, going to Father God? But we don't know the way. What's the way to go there?
イエス様は答えます。私が道です。
Jesus simply responds, I am the way.
イエス様は自分が死ぬ前にこれだけはという思いで弟子たちに伝えました。神様のところへ行きたいのなら、私がその道だよ。真理、つまり神様がどういったお方なのかを知りたいのなら、私がそれを表しているよ。神様と共に生きる命、それは私のこと。私があなた方に与えるよ。
Just before his death, it's like what Jesus wants to say his disciples, what he wants to say to his disciples, and what he wants them to know is something like this.If you really want to be with God, if you want to be in the same place with Him, I am that way to God. As for truth, in other words, if you really want to truly know God, I am the truth that reveals God to you. And if you want to enjoy life together with God,Again, that's me. I am the one who is given to give all of that to you.
で、ここからは私の話を交えながら、イエス様が教えられたこの道、真理、命について一つずつお話ししていきたいと思います。
And so now I'd like to share with you from my own life and faith.Of how Jesus has shown and taught me that He indeed is the way, the truth, and the life.
まずは真理について。
Let me begin with truth.
道は飛ばします。
I know I'm skipping the way, but I trust I'll get back to it.
今年の4月も2週間が過ぎた頃。父が癌であることが分かりました。
About 2 weeks into the month of April this year, we found out that my father has cancer.
父は膵臓の癌で、先生からは癌の中でもとても難しい癌ですと言われました。昨日まで普通に元気だったのに、ある日突然言われました。ただただショックで悲しかったし、毎日隠れて泣いていました。
My father's cancer was pancreatic cancer.Which the doctor told us is one of the most difficult kinds of cancer that you can have. Just the day before, everything had been or seemed to be okay. And then it all turned upside down with this news. I was shocked and sad. And every day, I'd go and hide myself so that I could break down and cry.
この時私が神様に対して思っていたことはこうです。
And at that time, this is what I honestly thought.About God.
ひどい、 何が愛のある神様だ。嘘つきだ。神様は私のことを愛してなんかいない。愛しているのなら、どうして私が大事にしているものを傷つけるの。神様なんて嫌いだ。
This is all so horrible. A loving God? What a liar! God doesn't love me. If God truly loves me, why would he allow those I love most to hurt like this? I hate God.
それはそれはもうひどい言いようでした。
And I know that that's a terrible thing to think and say.
4月から半年間、祈ろうとすればお腹が痛くなり、聖書を開こうとすると吐いてしまうようになりました。礼拝に来ても何にも感じず、もはや空っぽです。
And for about 6 months after the day that we got that news in April, my stomach would hurt when I tried to pray. And I would feel like I had to throw up when I tried to open and read my Bible. And even though I came to worship, I was distant and empty and felt totally void of feeling.
いつにも増してひどい荒れようでした。私は自分の思いとかけ離れた現実に怒り、それを許した神様に怒り、疑い、そして拒絶していたのです。
Everything seemed worse than ever. I was angry at my own self that my mind and heart were so far from God, with whom I was also angry. And I was angry that God allowed me to be angry and to doubt and to reject him.
私が神様に背きに背いているとき、神様は何をしていたか。
Yet, what was God doing while I was busy turning my back on him?
答えは、ずっとそばにいてくれました。
The answer is that God always remained by my side through all of that.
私がひたすら神様に怒っている間、神様がしてくださったことを数えてみます。
Even in the midst of all that anger, let me recount all that God has done.
ってことない健康診断で、早い段階で病気を見つけてもらいました。
Through a simple medical checkup, they were able to find my father's cancer in an early stage of the disease.
大きな病院で治療してもらえるよう手配するのに、普通は数週間かかるところ、私の父は初診の次の日に決まります。
Normally it would take several weeks to arrange treatment at a large hospital, but my father was able to have an appointment made for the following day after that initial meeting with his regular doctor.
いい先生に出会い、病院が備えられ、無事に手術まで受けることができました。
We were blessed with a really good doctor at a good hospital, and his surgery was scheduled without a delay or problem.
この病気は10人いたら手術ができるのは1人か2人です。
Usually only one or maybe two out of 10 people with this kind of cancer can actually have surgery.
最大の山場である大きな手術も驚くほどスムーズに起こりました。
The biggest hurdle, which is this major surgery itself, ended surprisingly smoothly and faster than we planned.
これらすべて、私が何かをしたから手に入れられたものではありません。私がしたことはただ、一人で怒っていただけです。ただ背いていた。ここに神様の憐れみ深さがよくわかりました。
None of these things occurred because of anything that my family or I did or could even do. In fact, the only thing it seemed that I could manage to do was stew in my anger and to turn my back. But it was here we can see the depth of God's great mercy and compassion.
恵みに富んでおられます。神様はこのようなお方です。これが真理です。
Psalm 145 verse 8 says, The eternal is gracious. He shows mercy to his people. For him anger does not come easily, but faithful love does. and it is rich and abundant. This is who God is. This is truth.
次に、命について。
Next, let me share about life.
父が病気になり、命についてより深く考えるようになります。
When my father got sick, I began to think a lot more deeply and seriously about life.
人は死んでしまったら終わりなのだろうか?
Is a person's death really the final ending?
神様に起こり、拒絶を繰り返しているとき、私の体は思うように動かないし、心は負の感情で埋め尽くされているし、私の心の内に宿る精霊は、まるで死んだようになりました。
Angry with God, turning my back on him repeatedly, my body wasn't working as I wanted, and my heart was consumed with negativity. It was like as if the Holy Spirit dwelling within me had died or left.
将来を恐れて、この先生きていくことをひどく怖がっていました。
Afraid of the future, I was filled with fear about what might lie ahead.
その時、神様は何をしていたか。
Yet, what was God doing?
私にたくさんの御言葉と祈りを用意してくれました。
God prepared and surrounded me with prayer and with words of scripture.
神様祈りませんとただただ嘆いている私に、代わりに祈ってくれる教会の家族がたくさん与えられました。
While I was busy lamenting to God that I couldn't pray to Him, I was given a church family who was surrounding and covering me with prayer and praying in my stead.
同じ境遇に立ったことがある兄弟姉妹たちから、そこに立ったものだからわかる特別な慰めをもらいました。
I received comfort and strength through Christian brothers and sisters who had been in the same situation as me.
日曜日の礼拝のメッセージや賛美の中で神様の御手が私の心に触れてくださいました。
God's hands touched and soothed my heart through the messages and the songs of praise in our weekly worship gatherings on Sundays.
そもそもそのプロセスを歩めるだけの十分な時間も与えられていました。
And in the very first place, I was given enough time to walk through this process in my life faith, in my faith life.
もちろん家族と過ごす時間そのものもです。前の仕事を続けていたらこれらができたでしょうか。
And of course, I was in the position to give the time to be able to help and support my family when this happened, which I probably would not have been able to do if I had stayed at my previous job.
私がしたことはただ辛いと嘆くこと。神様がしてくれたのは、私を生き返らせ、立ち上がらせること。
The only thing it seemed that I could do was lament my struggle and my pain. But it's here that we can see how God revived me and picked me back up so that I could stand once again.
面白いことに、このことについては、9月に聖夏ちゃんがすでに証ししてくれました。ヨハネ11章25節から26節にこうあります。私はよみがえりです。命です。私を信じる者は死んでも生きるんです。また生きていて私を信じる者は決して死ぬことがありません。このことを信じますか?
Interestingly, Seika shared about this very thing in her testimony in September.John 11, 25 and 26 says this, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me will live even in death. Everyone who lives and believes in me will never truly die. Do you believe this?
私はこの御言葉の問いかけに、今ならはいと答えることができます。
And now I can answer yes.To Jesus' question in this passage.
この真実を知った以上、このことを強く家族に伝えたいと思うようになりました。
And now that I know and believe this truth, it has created an even stronger longing within me to share this with my family.
父もちろん家族の救いについて真剣に祈り求めるようになりました。本当の命を与えてくれるのはこの世で唯一神様だけなのです。
I have been praying earnestly for the salvation not only of my father but also my whole family. God is the only one in this world who can give us true life. And finally, like I promised, let me share about the way.
私は4月の初め、ジャニー・ミス・ジーザス。イエス様と共に歩む旅を楽しみにしていました。
At the beginning of April, I was really excited about our church's theme this year, Journey with Jesus. And I was really looking forward to actually taking and enjoying that journey with Jesus.
でもそれは私にとって心地の良いもので、もっと言えば私にとって都合の良いもので、明るく祝福されたものに違いないと思い込んでいたんです。
However, I admit it was partly because I thought it would be something comfortable or even something more convenient, and I expected it to be joyful and richly blessed.
しかし実際は家族が病気になり、自分の思いに反する道でした。イエス様はこの道を私と一緒に進みなさいと示されました。
But in reality, when my father and also my grandmother got sick, it was not at all the way that I had imagined. In fact, it was quite the opposite. Jesus showed me the way and said, follow me.
それに対する私の応答はこうです。イエス様、嫌です。
And my raw response to him in that moment was, Jesus, I hate you.
私はこの道を歩くのは嫌です。どこに連れて行く気ですか？もっと別の道を歩きたかった。行きたくない。
I hate walking down this path. Where are you leading me? I wanted to take another way. I don't want to go.
完全に脇道にそれようとしています。というかもうすでにそれています。
I was getting completely sidetracked and lost, or perhaps I already was and just hadn't realized it.
しかし、はじめに申し上げたように、道には必ず目的地が存在します。
But like I said at the beginning of this testimony, the important thing is that a way always has a destination.
イエス様が示そうとしていた目的地はどこだったのか。それはズバリ神様でした。
So what is the destination for the way that Jesus is and that Jesus has shown to us? That destination clearly is God.
この7ヶ月、私は通りたくない道を通りました。散々わめいてはいやいや通ってきました。でも振り返ってみると、ずっとイエス様が私の隣を歩いてくださっていたことに気づきます。どこに連れて行こうとしていたのか。それは他でもない神様のところでした。
In the last 7 months, I have been journeying down a path that I didn't want to take. I went reluctantly on that way, kicking and screaming the whole time.But when I reflect on it, I realize that Jesus was at my side, journeying with me this whole time. Where was he leading me? To what destination along the way? That destination was none other than to God himself.
イエス様は最初からずっと私が神様への道だよと教え続けていたことに気づかされました。23.3 節にこうあります。主は私の魂を生き返らせ、皆のために私を義の道に 導かれます。
I realize that Jesus has been teaching me all along this whole time on this journey that he really is the way to God. Psalm 23 verse 3 says, He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his own name's sake.
私は今もイエス様との旅の途中にあります。
I am still in the midst of that journey with Jesus.
葛藤も問題も人間であるがゆえの弱さもあります。
And of course, there are struggles and problems and many weaknesses that come along the way from being human.
しかし先週のメッセージにあったように、私たちのすべてを満たしてくださるのは唯一神様であること。
However, just as Hira preached in last week's message, God is the only one who can satisfy us completely.
その神様へと導いてくださるのがイエス様であること。これは紛れのない真実です。
And it is Jesus who leads us, who is the only way to God. That truth is undeniable.
この御言葉であるヨハネ14章6節をもう一度見てみます。イエスは彼らに言われた。私が道であり真理であり命なんです。私を通してでなければ誰一人父の身元に来ることはありません。
Once again, let's remember and close with Jesus' words in John 14 verse 6.Jesus responded, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
イエス様はどんなことがあっても共にいてくださると約束してくださいました。これが希望です。
Jesus promises us that no matter what happens in our lives, he is always there.With us, and this is our hope.
私でお分かりの通り、私ができたことはほとんど怒って泣いて文句を言っていただけです。しかし、そんな弱い自分のままでも神様は私を愛していてくださいました。
And as you can easily see from my testimony today, all I could do was get angry and cry and complain.But God has still chosen to love me, even when I'm at my weakest.
のままの自分でこの大きな希望に向かってイエス様と一緒にこれからも歩んでいきたいと思います。
And even as I am, I look to this great hope that we have in Christ, and I want to keep going in my journey with Jesus.
お祈りしたいと思います。
Let's pray.
天のお父様、あなたの皆を、賛美いたします。
Holy God, we praise your name.
神様、今ここに、皆さんの前に立って、あなたが唯一の、私の、そして私たちの救い主であるということを私が今ここで大胆に語らせてくださっているこのこと、自分でも信じられないくらいです。それは紛れもなくあなたの御業であることを告白します。
God, I confess as I stand here before people and testify to the fact that you alone are the true God, that you alone are our Savior and our hope, that you alone are the way. I confess that as I stand hereI even can't believe that you have called me to share this testimony, but I can also confess that this is your work at work in me and through me.
神様、あなたが唯一の神であり、あなたの他にそのようなことはおらず、恵み深く、憐れみ深く、どんなことがあっても私たちを愛してくださる、愛である神様であることをここに告白します。
And I confess again and I proclaim again that you alone are the one true God, that you alone are full of grace and mercy and compassion and love, that you wrap us in that mercy and grace and love when we are at our weakness and when we are a mess.
私たちがどんなに弱くて、私たちがどんなにあなたに背いても、あなたが私たちを裁くのではなく、むしろ憐れみと恵みを持って、私たちを包んでくださることを本当に心から感謝します。
And I thank you that no matter how weak we are, no matter how angry we get, no matter how many times we reject you or we question you or we separate ourselves from you, that rather than judging us and cutting us off, in your mercy and grace, you wrap us in your love and you draw us back into your presence and you sit with us in that hurt and in those things and you bring healing to us.
そんな優しい本当に優しい神様に、力強く素晴らしい神様に、栄光がありますように。
And to a God who is a God of compassion and grace and mercy and love, we want to offer you all glory and praise.
どうか神様、私の葛藤の中にいる人、悩みの中にある人、苦しみの中にある人、どうか今日もその人の隣にあなたがあってください。
God, there are probably people in this room today who are angry about something, who are hurting about something, who are feeling lost or empty. And God, I pray that your abiding presence beside them would be so tangible for them to know that they, that you are with them in this moment and today.
そして私にそうしてくださったように、私たちを守り、力づけ、立ち上がらせ、悪から、遠ざけて、どうぞ憐れんでください。
And God, would you please have mercy on them? Would you keep Satan far away from them? Would you protect them? And just as you have done for me, would you heal them? Would you touch them? Would you strengthen them? And take them and help them to stand up once again with you.
私の大好きな家族、そしてここに集う私の大好きな教会の家族こと、恵みに感謝します。
I'm thankful for the gift of my family, whom I love so deeply, and for this family that is the church as well that you have given to me.
すべて感謝して、お委ねして、信じます。尊い救い主、イエス様のお名前を通して御前にお捧げいたします。
And I pray with thanks and with honor and give you all glory as we pray all of these things in the name of Jesus, whom we love.
アーメン。ありがとうございました。